Well, one of the debates that's out there today, and that is at what point, certainly does life begin, but when is the soul of a person actually, when does it actually go into the person? And it seems both scientifically and biblically, it's at the moment of conception. So you think about this scientifically. At the moment of conception, everything is there in order for that human person to grow and become, you know, eventually like we all are in our, you know, full bodies and this kind of thing. So it has, everything's there. So it seems to make sense that at that point, the soul would be put into the person. Okay, so, but looking at it then also biblically, we hear about it in the gospel that we heard today. I just want to go through this. This is really important. Really important. Because we hear in our gospel about how the angel Gabriel, one of the archangels, a messenger from God, comes and says, "Hail Mary, full of grace." So the angel is acknowledging what Mary is. She's special. She is to be the mother of God. And so the angel acknowledges that, and then the angel says, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son." Now, I just want to expand it out. Just, you know, sometimes we can miss this, but just, we'll say it this way. You will conceive in your womb a son and bear a son, right? If you look at the... So, the angel is telling Mary that you will conceive a womb, you will conceive in your womb a son. Okay, it seems like if it's a son, there's already a person there. It's going to be a person. And of course, we know that when there's a person, there's both body and soul. Okay, so... Okay, and so that's really important. The angel is telling that. So the second thing, the angel goes on and continues, because Mary is kind of like wondering, well, how can this happen? Now, it seems Mary, if you look at, read some of the mystics, Mary was a professed virgin. So she's like, okay, I'm planning on being a virgin, and how is this going to work? Okay, now the church teaches that Mary was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of Jesus, okay? So the angel kind of reassures her and says, okay, God's got this one, okay? So God, basically the power of the Most High, the Holy Spirit, is going to overshadow you. It's going to be through the power of the Holy Spirit that this baby is going to be conceived. And so he says, therefore, the angel says to Mary, therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. So you think about that. Delve down into what actually is said. The child to be born. That means the child is a child before the child was born. Okay. So that means, okay, it seems like there's a child there at the moment of conception. Right? I mean, this is one of the most pivotal and important moments in all of history. The moment that God became man. So the angel says it twice, but he actually refers to this a third time. Because he continues on, the angel says, and oh, by the way, your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age. Has conceived. Okay, that means the son would have been a son at the moment of conception. And again, the angel says of Elizabeth, who was thought to be barren. Of course, Elizabeth was older. So here the angel Gabriel, again, a messenger from God, says that Mary and Elizabeth are conceiving, in Mary's case, the Son of God, and in Elizabeth's case, John the Baptist. So it seems from that perspective that the moment of conception, that's certainly when life begins, but also that's when the soul is put into that person. So it's a person at the moment of conception. Okay, this is important. But it doesn't stop there, because if you continue reading Luke's gospel, Mary, because she finds out that her Elizabeth is pregnant, She's like, I have to go visit my cousin Elizabeth. So you figure, you know, Mary probably told Joseph, like, hey, I'm pregnant. And then she heads out to visit her cousin Elizabeth. So when she shows up, Mary shows up in Elizabeth's door, she's probably 3 weeks along in her pregnancy. So what happens? When Mary comes, Elizabeth says to her, most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Three weeks out, Elizabeth is acknowledging that the Son of God is in Mary's womb. Okay? It's like, okay, wow. But not only Elizabeth, because Elizabeth says, the moment your greeting entered my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. So there's Elizabeth acknowledging that the person in her womb is John the Baptist as a person. But also John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb is acknowledging the presence of Jesus in Mary's womb. So it's like this. You see, these are important things, you know, just like it kind of buttresses, like, okay, life does begin at conception, and the soul is placed in that person at the moment of conception. That's a person at the moment of conception. This is important, very important, you know, especially in our society today. It's like, you know, as we as Catholics, it's just like, these are important scripture passages for us to speak on and speak about. No, life begins at conception, and the soul is already there. It's a person. And some might say, well, you believe in the Bible. Well, yeah, we do. I mean, do we doubt the angel Gabriel? Do we doubt Mary? Do we doubt Elizabeth? No, we can't doubt them. We can't doubt God. The inspired word of God is the Bible. So we believe. I mean, just think if what we're reading in today's gospel is like, well, we don't necessarily really believe it. And the whole word, the whole Bible kind of is like we've got to toss it out. No, so we believe, especially the most pivotal event, the incarnation. It's like something we have to believe. So when does life begin? It begins at the moment of conception. That's when that human soul, and in Jesus' case, God became man. So something for us really to be acknowledging of, really to acknowledge that. And then certainly thank the Lord for what Mary said, her yes. Thank the Lord for life. Thank the Lord for the gift of his only begotten Son.